Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rise and shine, Echo Park Speedway. We are live at probably the greatest track we have right now on the NASCAR circuit as far as action goes. Not the fastest, but the most action-packed. This is Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He is the All-American National Champion. A former captain, but not one here. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson.
Park.
Yes, you're going to get parked this weekend. You keep it up. And she is the queen of tofu, but it's not on the grill yet. The first lady of Atlanta baseball, Miss Allie Mack. And we have Dylon making sure we are smart and on top of things, on time.
Yep, we're young.
Yeah, and a little vanilla with his taste buds all at the same time. We are the Morning Shift, and we are, like as I said, live from Echo Park Speedway, where the Quaker Steak 400 takes off tomorrow, available at Walmart.
I love it, man. So stoked to be here. And, guys, I always quote a good buddy of mine a few years back when we used to go camping down at Daytona every year, and he woke up at about 6 a.m., and he walked out, and he cracked a beer, and he goes, "This is my Nirvana." And I was like, dude, that's exactly how I feel. This is my Nirvana, guys. This is where I'm at peace, is tailgating and camping on the infield of a NASCAR track. And obviously, we're lucky enough to have Echo Park Speedway right here in our backyard in Atlanta. So it has already kicked off to be a fun weekend. Move-in day was yesterday, and guys, it went pretty smoothly. The grill is already rolling. And obviously, we're tailgating, not at home today, but in the infield. So, happy to be here.
There is something about this headset, Mike, that just lights Bo up. We're going to have to get him to start wearing this in studio, because I don't know if you feel like you're in a car right now or what's going on, Bo, but you are bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say it's performative, because it's not. It just... I'm lazy at times, so I'll get away with being lethargic and, you know, non-talkative. But you know, when you crank the car up, that daggum boom 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 boom. That's what I get going.
Save that one for the recap.
Yeah. So I get rolling. But no, dude, I'm gonna tell you something. Atlanta yesterday, Allie, because I don't know about y'all, but my trip down here was painful,
dude.
It was frustrating. It was so much that my buddy called me, who's coming down this afternoon, and he's like, he's all excited. He's like, "Hey, man, what's going on?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he was like, "What's wrong with you?" I was like, "The traffic. I've been in traffic for over an hour and a half right now, and I'm not even in Atlanta yet."
I mean, it was just a disaster yesterday. And when we last spoke around 4 o'clock yesterday on our show call, I know Mike was having some traffic issues as well. But I want to make sure everyone knows how stacked today's show is, because at 6:20, we are going to talk about the Braves and Mets. It was another frustrating night. We're going to cover that. And then we've got Braves insider Grant McCauley at 7:20 to help us figure out what is going on with our offense. But NASCAR driver Ty Dillon will also be joining the show today as well. That's going to happen around 8:30. It is a stacked morning live from the infield at Echo Park Speedway. So let's rewind a little bit. Go back to this traffic situation. Who had the worst commute between the two of you?
It had to have been me. And obviously, Bo's a little bit further north up the 75 corridor to try to get down here to Echo Park Speedway. I left shortly before 4 o'clock, and as soon as I put the GPS on Echo Park Speedway, I got 2 hours and 1 minute ETA, because traffic on the downtown connector was, I think there was like an hour backup, so it actually rerouted me 285. And then once I got on 285, I was in a backup, rerouted me to 20 eastbound, going back towards the connector. So I got on that, and then somehow finally got south. By the time I got back south on 285, I was in another traffic jam, man. So I think the weather played a lot into it. Obviously, there was a lot of accidents yesterday on the streets of Atlanta, but Yeah, we made it, and you know what? It is what it is, because I got to listen to 929 The Game all the way down, and it arrived in a timely fashion, to say the least.
So you got to hear Jermaine Dupri and T.I. on with Carl and Mike yesterday. That was insane.
I know, right?
Well, let me tell you something. I'm not taking shots, but I am. Anytime Mike Bell talks to a hip hop artist, I just laugh. It makes me laugh. But Mike and I have talked to Jermaine Dupri before, and he's one of the nicest people. It's surprisingly how nice he can be when you get him. He's so gracious with his time. And he's obviously there doing the Magic City documentary, which is going to be something that's kind of cool. But you know what's crazy, Allie, is Mike warned me, and yeah. I was like, well, because Amy and I ate dinner, an early dinner, and I was like, well, I got a little bit of time, so I wasn't rushed. And I think it calmed me, because normally I scream a lot more in traffic.
Yeah.
Either that, or I did tune into Turtle last night, and as his opening segment, his little opening monologue, and I thought he did a pretty good job talking about the draft and what the Hawks had did, and kind of fell on the sword a little bit. He was like, "Yeah, I was overreactionary. I was negative about the draft."
He's Turtle.
Like, he's like, "It turns out they did everything they wanted," and it was cool because he had some guys calling in his second segment, and they were like, "People are loving what the Hawks were doing." And it kind of, to be honest, it made my commute better, because I was like, it's so nice to hear positivity in this city about what a team's trying to do. Even a team that really, we talk about the futility of what the Falcons have had at times, but the Hawks have had more of it in my eyes.
Yeah, and not to go off on a tangent about that, but it is funny, because not only do you feel like that was a good move from the trade perspective, but you add in the fact that you did draft a Georgia Bulldog. We're the second team to take a Georgia Bulldog in the first round from this city in the last few months. And I think that makes a lot of people happy. And when you have talent at those spots, I mean, look, we can talk about drafting Georgia Bulldogs, and we can talk about drafting talented Georgia Bulldogs in the first round. And I think we got two talented guys when it comes to Jalen Walker and obviously Ace Newell. So, yeah, I think the vibes were high surrounding the draft. I don't know if we talked enough yesterday about the fact that it was two Georgia Bulldogs the way it was looking. But I'm with you, man. It seems like everywhere I went yesterday, including the show and then getting home, finishing up some work, had to run to the store a couple times. I had some texts from some friends. All people wanting to talk shop about the Hawks draft picks and the Hawks game plan and the future of the Hawks and what the Hawks will be in 2025. So that's a breath of fresh air. And I think anytime that, that happens, I don't want to say we're not a Hawk city, because obviously we are a Hawk city, but very few times have I been approached or texted about actual Atlanta Hawks news in the off season. And this is exactly what we got the last few days, obviously with the Porzingis trade and then the draft pick, swap, and then the drafting of Ace Newell. So it's been an interesting couple of days. And then all culminating to your point, Allie, about driving down here yesterday and getting through traffic.
Yeah, so let's talk about move-in day, because you sent the video of the Braves game playing on top. I think that's Bo's truck, maybe. The TV is set up in your campsite, and it was the most serene video, Mike, yeah, of the video going, the game playing, and then you pan out across Echo Park Speedway. How was the move-in process? How long did it take to get all this set up?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I'm somewhat of an amateur cinematographer. I don't know if you noticed with some of the videos I've been putting out there, some of the content. It's awesome. And like I said, man, this is my happy place. The grill was cranked very, very early. We had a little bit of rain, a sprinkle of rain when we first got here. Then that all passed through. It was a beautiful night, obviously, and the grill was rolling, and had some steaks being cooked last night. Then shortly after, obviously, tailgate at home is rolling, and it's not at home today. Like I said, it's on the Weber kettle. We got
It's at home. Yeah. This is our home for
the weekend. That's why we call it move-in day, I guess. So, yeah, I mean, it was it's just so funny to see all the different setups. And that's my favorite part of being in the infield at a NASCAR. Like, everybody's got a different setup. This guy's got this generator. This guy's converted this truck. This guy's got a fifth wheel. This guy's got, you know, Bandolero car parked out front. This guy's got a semi-truck he's sleeping in. When you used to go to Talladega, there'd be a guy that would pull his Cuddy Cabin boat into the infield, and he would sleep inside the Cuddy Cabin boat. And I always thought that was hilarious. So, yeah, it's always interesting on those move-in days to get a feel of what the atmosphere is like at these events.
And there was another video of the grill. What are you cooking? What's that meat? Because someone ended up buying that meat eventually.
Yeah, it was me. I just fell on the sword. I had to go get a couple, I had to get a mixer and everything. So I was like, man, I'm just going to grab this pork butt. And we got a pork butt, Boston butt, pork shoulder, whatever you want to call it. We got it rolling. We put it on, what did you say, about 10-something last night?
Yeah, put it on about 10-something.
About 10-something, and sprayed that. I can't believe it's not butter on it. That thing's rolling for tailgate at home, 92.9. The game, tailgate at home, send us your pictures and stuff. So that thing is rolling. Put a little Baron Burton's W sauce and rubbed it all over it. You know, it's funny, Allie, I know it's not, I mean, it's not necessarily your thing, but at one point we had three people here, and everybody had their hands on the piece of meat.
No, thank you.
It was like a kitchen, an outdoor kitchen. But everybody, you know, took care. We sliced up some ribeyes last night, I think it was.
Yeah.
Man, some good meat. But anyways, it's cool to have the grill already rolling. I made Mike went out there and checked. Said, "Hey man, mate, spray some of my butter on there."
And again, I know we're quickly coming to break and coming to the end of this, but I do want to point out the fact that this will be an interesting cook today for the tailgate at home, because this is my favorite method of smoking with Bo's preparation and Bo's meat that he bought from the store and everything else going on. So this is my grill with my snake method with the charcoal and the hardwood, wood chunks inside the grill, and Bo is actually doing the meat end of that. So we'll see what the morning shift duo right here can put together in terms of some good food later on today. But we'll see.
Yeah, because Allie, I bowed out. I said, "Look, I'll handle the meat portion of this, but you just keep the grill rolling, my friend.
The grill is rolling.
You just keep the grill rolling. It's your grill. I don't touch another man's grill unless I asked. You know, you got to respect boundaries. But I said, you keep the heat rolling, and I'll keep the meat nice and juicy.
Okay.
Hey, yo. Well, let's get this guy out of here.
If you have never been to the infield out at Echo Park Speedway, it's truly a city that pops up for a few days. We've got the pork butt going for tailgate at home, and we're going to be keeping you up to speed with everything that's going on before the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. So follow at 929 Morning Shift on Twitter or X, and coming up, yeah, it turned out to be a series split. We'll cover the Braves-Mets game next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.